Hey, welcome back to the show. Grand Poobah of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Jackson County, Tony Howell, joins us. And they have a couple big events.
Good morning, Greg.
Coming up, don't you, Tony?
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I do.
Okay, good. I have a little bit of interference at this end. I'm not sure what it is.
Can you hear me okay?
I do, Greg. I just have a little bit of interference with it.
Okay.
Since we went on break, I've got just a tiny bit of interference. Are you hearing me all right, though?
Hear you fine.
That was perfect. Whatever you just did, keep it up. That was good. Okay, good morning.
Good morning. It's Monday.
I think we're good right now.
It's Monday.
Oh, I bet you. Am I the first one on?
First one on, maybe last one on, Tony. Today. This is crazy.
Hey, that's good. That's fine with me.
Oh.
Good to hear your voice. We'll get rolling here.
Hey, a couple big events coming up?
We do. We have a couple of things going on, a couple other items I'm looking forward to talking about this morning, but it's a busy time at Big Brothers Big Sisters Jackson County for sure.
Well, tell us about the two events.
Okay. The first thing I wanted to talk about was our Halloween drive-through. That's
yep.
coming up next Wednesday. Again, you know, with all the stuff going on, Halloween certainly becomes an iffy time for certainly for our parents, the parents of our littles, not being certain. You know, how their Halloween will look, how their kids' Halloween will look. We wanted to put something on the calendar to give them, at least during the holiday season, the opportunity to have some fun and something to look forward to for the kids. So
mm-hmm.
We've decided to do a drive-through Halloween celebration, and we're using parking lot at United Way at Big Brothers Big Sisters offices, and for about an hour and a half I've invited all of our littles and their parents and all of our littles in waiting as they await the match. We have about 58 littles waiting to be matched up, just waiting for a volunteer, a mentor to come along and pick them up. So all of those children have been invited to this Halloween drive-through, which we've had some drive-throughs. We had our summer picnic, so we've kind of looked at and learned how to make this work and how to make it fun for the kids. Many times, Greg, their bigs will just drive through with them. Hopefully the kids will get dressed up. But their parents and guardians certainly, you know, will work out with their big brothers and big sisters, their children's big brothers or big sisters, whether or not they're going to bring them or their bigs are going to bring them, makes a great activity for either. So we're ready for that. We actually received a couple of pretty generous donations for this. One is from the McDonald's Foundation House Charities, and the other is Mission, which is a state agency to help us do that. And we're giving out more than just candy, and that's what we're most excited about. We are going to be providing backpacks and a number of hygiene items for the littles, as well as some treats to go along with it. So there are going to be some great things for the kids to pick up as they drive through next Wednesday evening.
Good deal there. They just drive through, or do they make an appointment with you? Or?
No, they just drive. They just drive through, and there is an RSVP. Yep, and thanks for that reminder. They just are RSVP by Monday of next week. 784-7181. Any of our littles in waiting again. Can RSVP, and if they bring siblings along with them, they're welcome. Other children are welcome, certainly, and we'll have just regular treat bags for those children as they come through. But our littles and those littles in waiting are going to get some special treats. Next week.
So
I just looked up the RSVP's next Tuesday, Greg.
You have 60 kids in waiting. Is that a pretty big number, Tony?
It's pretty much standard. Pretty much something since I've been executive director, which is going into the fifth year now, it's pretty consistent with the number that we've been dealing with. It fluctuates. We've seen it go down to the 40s, and we've seen it go up to the 70s, but that's just pretty much a balance. You know, you run an activity like this, and Greg, you and I will talk about it, and the word gets out, which we certainly appreciate. But what usually happens is somebody hears about mentoring, calls, and starts the process to be a big, but then you also hear about four or five other children that are in need, and so you know it's a constant struggle at that end. But
constant battle, yeah.
Yeah, there's certainly kids in need, and there's we know that there's adults and mentors out there that are interested. We just ask that they give us a call at 784-7181. Maybe look at our on our homepage, bbbsjackson.org, and find out more information about what it takes to be a big. And they might be pleasantly surprised in regards to some of the things that potential bigs are concerned with or worry about. They might be surprised when they find out what the time commitment is, certainly the financial commitment. It's usually quite less, and they become quite less anxious of what things that have been holding them back, and they find out that it's doable, and they find out it's something that can change their life.
Now, in November, you have a big auction coming up.
We are going with a virtual auction to replace what we've done. We've been fortunate enough over the years to have a gala type situation, piano wars, for example, last year at Davis's, and just a fun night, and certainly one that has been financially productive for us. But this year it's not possible, so you know, you're back to the drawing board, and you see the types of things that you have to work with. And one thing that we have to work with, and we're considerate of, certainly, is a lot of support and a lot of help. So you put those things into place. So, for example, we want to be considerate of Davis's. They've been a friend of ours. They've been a friend of mine for such a long time, and at my days at Vandercook Lake. And, you know, we just didn't want to not keep them in mind, and I know they're struggling a little bit, as most caterers facilities are, convention places, locations. So we're incorporating that with a drive-through meal as part of our virtual auction. So as the auction closes, we're also doing a drive-through that night at Davis's. And in speaking with my friend Nick over at Davis's, we're putting together a pretty good plan, I think, for those that want to participate and not only help Big Brothers Big Sisters, but help local business, small business that have been, you know, crushed by this COVID situation. And we're looking forward to and think we've got a pretty good plan out there. We have two sponsors, event sponsors, and that's with Trips Collision Center and Level One Bank. Both of them are, we're just had a conversation last night. We're going to start producing commercials for this, for radio as well as television, to promote the event and let people know exactly what's going on. But we are we're available to talk about it and answer any questions for it. But basically, Greg, what happens, the auction's going to open on Friday, November 13th, and it's going to close on Friday, November 20th. And they can register and bid at bbbsjacksonauction.org. That's bbbsjackson.org. And again, get questions answered on how the whole thing works by calling our office at 784-7181. We need items, Greg, to auction. That would certainly be, if anyone is out there, maybe received a mailing from us, a brochure, pamphlet, and they haven't gotten around to calling us yet. Now's the time to do it. We're going to take the auction items through the end of October, and then we're going to, you know, put them on this auction site online through the help of JTV, who we've contracted to assist us with this. And we're hoping to have 50 to 75 items. Got some great ones so far. YMCA membership, trip to Gatlinburg, some surprise certificates that will be packed away in a coach purse. We just got a lot of fun things already planned, but now's the time to build that up, because those are the things that are going to provide us the donations that we need to support and increase our finances to be able to take care of the matches that we need in Jackson County for the children that are looking for bigs.
So if somebody wants to make a donation, just what, call your office, right?
That's the best thing. And they can go on that website I mentioned as well. And that would be perfect. We have somebody in our offices from 8 to 4 every day at 784-7181. As much as we'd love someone to call and say we have an item or we have a donation or we want to be a virtual table sponsor, which means a registration, be allowing them to register online and get the meals both. Which is eight pickup meals the Saturday before Thanksgiving, when no one wants to cook anyways, and we'd love them to volunteer or to donate that, but we'd love to get a call this morning about someone that's interested in being a big. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah, that's really the need. Need some big brothers, some big sisters out there.
Yep, we certainly have, and again, when the discussion begins about that, regarding that conversation, I don't think they would be at all discouraged in regards to the types of commitments that we're asking for. I think they would be able to probably wrap their arms around that and feel like they could do that and handle it. So we'd like that opportunity, but. You know, that would be a great phone call, and I hope somebody's interested. But we have a number of sponsorships that they can look at online and for this auction. Again, a virtual table sponsor, a simple donation of a friendship sponsor, of $100, a random donation. They'll all be online during the auction itself. But there's ways in there to get online and register. They can actually register for free and make a donation online or just participate in the auction. Or they could treat their family or their business to a table sponsorship. And that's not a very expensive donation, but would provide eight meal tickets to what we're calling the Big Brisket drive-through dinner and dessert at Davis's. Their company, business, or family name is going to be displayed on the auction site for the two or so weeks that it's on, and we'll get them some notoriety not only in our newsletter, but also on our homepage. So there's all kinds of opportunities out there. 784-7181 is a way to find out more information. Give us a call, or bbbsjackson.org. There's information on there as well.
Tony, thanks for the visit today.
It's always good to talk to you, Greg. Thanks so much for your continuous promotion of Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
We'll keep updating it for you. Thanks, Tony.
Okay.
Hotline for Big Brothers, Big Sisters is 784-7181.